Which vitamin would you say women over 40 are lacking most? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Jackie from Facebook asks, which vitamin would you say women over 40 are lacking most? Well, Jackie, it depends. And I'll be right back to explain myself. Stay with me. Oh my gosh, how much do you hate the answer? It depends. But the truth is, it does depend. So there are some specific things. Here's the deal. Number one, you want to make sure that you're taking a good multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant formula. That will not be one a day because realize minerals, especially things like magnesium, are big. And so you're not going to be able to get what you need in one pill. So that's going to be somewhere between, gosh, 2 and 8 pills a day. And then I like to add in essential fatty acids and especially omega-3s. So what are the key important things that you want to be making sure that you're taking and what are things that people tend to be deficient in? This is the reason I said it depends because there's a whole lot of things that come into play to for this. And I like to start with what are the key things that we need just to make sure that we're baseline okay. This is not getting the RDI, the recommended daily intake. This is getting the ROI, the recommended optimal intake, which you're not going to be able to ever get from your food alone. It's highly, highly unlikely. And so you're going to want to supplement for that. The things that I see that are super critical, most important, number one, that good basic multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant formula with essential fatty acids. In that, you're going to want to get a good methylated B complex. If you're under stress or you're someone who's a poor methylator genetically, then you're going to want to take extra B vitamins and especially look at something called 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. So that would be a like kind of souped up B complex with good B12 in that. The other thing that you're going to want to make sure that you check is you're going to check your vitamin D levels. And this is why it depends. Depending on your skin color, depending on where you live, depending on how much you're out in the sun, depending on whether on your genetics and how well you make vitamin D from the sunshine. And depending on your sunscreen use, you may need a little bit of supplemental vitamin D or a lot of supplemental vitamin D. I live in Florida and I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D with D3 with K1 and 2 in order to get to optimal levels. You know optimal levels by doing a 25-hydroxy vitamin D test and make sure you take your D3, that's the absorbable form, with K1 and 2. So there's another basic. And again, think about the basics. The vitamins, the fat solubles, A, D, E, K. Now, I don't take regular tocopherol E's. I only take nonotocotrienols, which have amazing benefits in the body. We've done a whole separate podcast on that. But A, D, E, and K, and then your water solubles, B, which get blown out due to stress, C, the same thing. I actually use a vitamin C with quercetin powder, and I do that 1 or 2 times a day as well. And really that depends on how stressed I am. If I'm tired, if my immune system's taking a hit, I'll do a little bit of extra of that. The other thing that I do extra are magnesium. I find most people need some extra magnesium. People think of bone health and calcium. I think of bone health and I really think of magnesium and vitamin D and fish oil and weight training and sleep. So magnesium is one I take before bed along with an Epsom salts bath. The other things that I add on besides that basic multi that you might want to think about is over the age of 35, most of us will do better when we take a good comprehensive enzyme formula. So I take an enzyme with my meals that helps me digest protein and fats. It's another one that I do. I also take a sleep product, my sleep candy every night to help me fall asleep and stay asleep. And I also take a probiotic formula. So those are the basics. But again, what you need, start out the good multivitamin mineral antioxidant formula with essential fatty acids. Step one. Step two, Check your vitamin D, see if you need that. Step three, are you under stress? Look at more Bs, look at more vitamin C. You're over the age of 40, look at enzymes. And then something else to think about as well as over 40 is you might have some issues with detoxifying good, bad estrogens. And that's where DIM. I take two products from Designs for Health. I take a product called DimAvail and another product called BroccoProtect. Those can be helpful as well. So there you go. And here's the thing. I see supplements as, first of all, they supplement a great diet, right? You cannot make a crappy diet a great diet with supplements. They supplement a great diet. But I see them as probably the least expensive form of health assurance out there. So something that I think we all should be looking at and adding into our program. So I have a whole part of my pantry that's just my supplements. And I have my whole family on them as well. I think it is super duper important, and it's where you want to spend your money. You're going to spend it now, or you're going to spend it later on healthcare bills. So spend it this way. Makes more sense. All right. Thank you so much for that question, Jackie. And if you've got questions, I'll get them answered. You can leave them on any of my social media sites, jj.virgin on Instagram and JJ Virgin Official on Facebook. And then you can also subscribe to JJ and leave it in the comments on my podcast. All right. See you next time. Bye. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.